Early World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia. To the world listener, you're listening again to the Voice of Indonesia, available on vionix.id, the application RRE Digital. And also I would like to say welcome to us for people watching from the RRE Net channel. I'm Steve, we'll be in here with you with a lot of information about Indonesia, and we'll have a special interview about the biggest handicraft exhibition, not only in Indonesia, but also in Southeast Asia. But first, before all that, let's enjoy some music coming from Indonesia. The next one will be by Lomba Sihir, entitled Hati dan Paru Paru. So stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Just listen to Project Pop with Pacarku Superstar, or my, I cannot say specifically my girlfriend or my boyfriend because it depends on the people, so my partner is a superstar. The actual or the initial version of this was released back in 2003, and which we have just listened to the 2024 version of it in a collaboration with another group called Hi-Fi. And let's move on from 2024 into 2025, because Indonesia has a lot of things to offer to you. For example, the upcoming one, aka tomorrow, there will be the Innercraft 2025 to be held on February the 5th until the 9th, 2025, in Jakarta International Convention Center. And to talk about it, we have connected with the Program Coordinator of Intercraft and also the Vice President of World Craft Council Asia Pacific Region, with Baby Jurmawati. Good afternoon. I believe you would like to unmute first, Miss.
Yes. Good afternoon, sorry.
It's okay, so how are you?
Quite busy, hectic now.
I know, I believe it will be quite busy because it is one of the biggest handicraft exhibition and on the planet, exactly. But I would like to confirm one thing first. If I open your website, it says that the title is something related to Yogyakarta. I also opened the website of the Trade Ministry. It says it is related to something else. So which one is the title, apparently?
Yeah. Okay. So for Intercraft 2025, we have Yogyakarta as our icon. That's why there is a small, a little big iconic thing at Intercraft. So that's why we bring Yogyakarta to Intercraft.
Yeah, the cosmological axis of Yogyakarta, living in harmony.
Living in harmony. Exactly.
So can we say that apparently Yogyakarta is going to be in the spotlight in this year?
Yeah, actually it is not the first time for Yogyakarta to become our icon, provincial icon. But now, because of Intercraft's anniversary 25, for this time, so Yogyakarta is one of the pioneer, the province pioneer who joined Intercraft since the very beginning.
So it is like an appreciation for this
exactly.
city that people love, of course, right?
Yeah, exactly. And one specific thing is that because of Yogyakarta, last year, no political issue, no governor election or something. That's why they are ready, really ready to support Intercraft.
Yeah, I can remember that last year a lot of travel events are being postponed, or even the portion or the scale is being reduced due to the election. And for this year, I would like to know what is going to be so different from the previous edition of Intercraft.
Yeah, as I have told you before, that Intercraft now is anniversary session. It's the 25th year, actually 27 because of pandemic, so we lost two events. So the special thing for this coming Intercraft is the theme that we have, a sub theme. Usually our central theme is from smart village to global market, but now for special event with Yogyakarta and 25th anniversary, the theme is sustainability and collaborations. This is the special thing. And actually there are many things that is different for the Intercraft 2025, beside anniversary and beside Yogyakarta, we also concern on waste management. So we really concern with waste management. We have a collaboration with Waste Hub. This is a foundation who concern in waste management in every event or something. So from now on, actually, Intercraft has concern with plastic. This is, we already concerned about that, but we concern more now with the waste, not only plastic, but the waste also, and to have emit something with the waste, what we have to do with the waste.
Okay, so do you implement it? How is it being implemented in this event?
Yeah, so we select the garbage pre-event, like now, today, is many contractor design or something. There are so many hard things. But on during the event, the waste will be mostly paper bag and food, culinary, and it will be quite different. So we start from this year, so we have every exhibitors and also visitors know how to manage their garbage, their waste.
So if you want to come to this event, please make sure to bring your own bag and also produce less waste to collectively support the issue. So I would like to know, in this Innercraft 2024, how many tenants that can we find in this place?
Okay, for this year, we the exhibitor will be 1,061
exhibitor.
Yeah, and it consists 75% or something. Exactly 729 our members, ASEP members, and the rest will be international and also state-owned company government or also from region.
Okay, so for the ones joining from other countries, can you mention which countries?
Ah, sure. Actually, this is the biggest one for this year because we have 12 countries join at Innercraft. Let's say to mention, starting from Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, of course, and then Thailand, Vietnam, India, Oman, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, all the Tan family join, and also Australia, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka.
Okay, so there are a lot of countries joining in, but I would like to know, is it only about they joining and also selling the same stuff, or there will be some kind of market penetration from Indonesia to those countries that come?
Yeah, they not only coming as a visitor, but they also exhibit. And even we have a collaboration with two countries, Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, for joint products. So we developed the collaboration. So they also selling, they also penetrate the market, and also making a collaboration with our artisan.
Okay, so there will be...
And it will be a fashion show.
Oh, well, fashion show.
Yeah,
too. Wow.
A very cute one.
A very cute one. So tell me more about the fashion show.
So the fashion show consists of two types. So the first one, Indonesian artisan, let's say Batik Pekalongan, as I mentioned, the Prada Batik, provide batik. It began last year on October, so the designer choose the batik and we provide the batik, and the designer from Aspara Fashion Week in Taras City, they design, and it will be present in Innercraft. The presentation or the collection will be based on European taste, or Western taste, not Indonesia. Usually designer of Indonesia making for Indonesian. So they are making the material from Indonesia, but making for outside. For people around the world, not only Indonesian. The other one is the material from Uzbekistan, and it will be do something with by three artisans. So if I could mention, it will be Dian Pelangi, Dudung, and also Asfa. So they collaborate. They do something with the material from Uzbekistan, the seal and the cartoon, and it will be also present.
So
at the fashion show.
So you can say that the big names are also joining in this program.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Dian Pelangi, maybe everyone know about Dian Pelangi. And Aspara Fashion Week is also the big one. And also there is Prada Batik and Zainal Songket.
Okay. And from all this, I would like to know how is the prospect for the transactions? We know that we do not only want to showcase to allow people to know our stuff, but we are also expecting some transaction or trade from this event.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, just actually after the pandemic, frankly speaking, our turnover of Innercraft transaction not as big as before pandemic, but it's going up little by little. So for this year, we targeted the transaction for retail 100 million rupiah for retail. But for trade contract or contract dagang, it's going to be, we hopefully, 1.5 million US dollars.
So the 100 million retail is also in rupiah or in US dollars?
In rupiah for only for retail case.
Okay.
But for electronic or cashless, yeah, we are going to depend on maybe bigger than the retail.
Okay, so is this there is an increase from the previous Innercraft?
Yeah, for the last October it's only 75 million.
Okay, so there is
for the retail. Yeah, for the retail.
Okay, so the increase. So for some people maybe it's not so big, but of course this is gonna be a very hard work for everybody for this thing. And I got a question from our newsroom saying that This exhibition, according to the General Chairperson of ASEPI, Dr. Mohsin Rajan, also carries the spirit of the cross-sector collaboration. Can you tell us about it?
The cross-cultural collaboration. Usually we talking about cross-cultural only for, let's say, the dancing and also maybe the musical thing. But actually in handicraft sector, actually really there is a cross-collaboration among, let's say, the design. Actually, there is a global design, and also we, not a copycat, but the design is coming from the original one, actually. But we now not, let's say, this is mine or that is yours or something like that, a contrary. So this is togetherness, actually. We should hand in hand because of the design, the heritage. Sometimes it is really coming from anywhere, so everywhere. So everyone can see the design. It is not limited only in one region or one country. Actually, now in WorldCraft citizenships, that we know that actually cultural heritage, the design, the craft is from one.
Yeah, so it's gonna be nice. So it's not only about transaction, it's not only about promotion, but also the values behind all this. So I wish that more people will be coming, not only from Indonesia but also from other countries. It's so close to our studio. We wish to meet a lot of people at the Inacraft 2025. Okay, thank you very much, ma'am, for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia. And okay, for the final question, what is your expectation for this? What is your expectation for this year?
For this year, of course. What all the target that we have been targeted become our goal. It will be reachable. We can achieve the target, of course. And the Inacraft will run successfully. So more visitor coming, and also more transaction, more development, more networking, of course, because of so many communities coming. So the all the exhibitors and all the visitors will be happy.
All right, thank you very much, Miss Baby Jumawati, for joining us, and we wish that the event will be successful. And for people who want to know more about Inacraft 2025, not only listening to this interview, you can go directly to Jakarta International Convention Center in Jakarta, of course, and the event will be held on February the 5th until the 9th, 2025. And more about Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia.
Beautiful child.
Still to the voice of Indonesia, and after this we will listen to a song, not song, a story about the village of Panjalu. So stay tuned in the voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Nyangku itu, yaitu cuci.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and sores, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
About Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 225 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road, or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. That according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Bonasmora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. And welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Borosmora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, for welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Borosmora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence, as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, kayak bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abang Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung?
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained. especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue funds. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kembali juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang udah aja wisatawan datang mah sarare di lemur gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I'm very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and, what is it, karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis Head of Culture and Tourism Office, Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements suggested by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama disebut Pak.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dari desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Harmansah.
Panjalu juga demikian, karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulud in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and traditions, God only knows.
Thank you. Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Pada sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya.
Gala Bunga Matahari, a song by Sal Priyadi. For people thinking that you are safe from this song, pretty sorry, I bring this back for everybody in this new month. And I'd like to say thank you people who has been watching us on RRNet channel, but The Voice of Indonesia is still available on vonews.id and the application RRE Digital. So stay tuned with us in the RRE World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bila tidak sekarang, janji kita pasti kan bertemu lagi.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. The global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. And its excitement is limitless. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too. Diving in Indonesia. It's safer and more fun. You don't have to wait that long anymore to be back. So, what are you waiting for?
Menyayangimu, memberi cinta, memberi semua yang engkau inginkan. Selama aku mampu, aku akan berusaha mewujudkan semua impian dan harapan untuk menjadi kenyataan.
Now here's the news. First, the headline: Cancer specialists urge wider international collaboration for cancer treatment. Various parties need synergy for effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable licensing implementation. And here's the news in detail. Cancer specialist of Persahabatan General Hospital, Dr. Hayati Nufus, on Tuesday encouraged wider international collaboration and efforts to treat cancer in Indonesia. In a dialogue with Radio Republic of Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia on World Cancer Day, she mentioned that Indonesia has made a lot of progress in treating cancer due to a number of collaborations that have been carried out. However, as cancer keeps evolving from time to time, wider collaboration is needed to be able to provide better cancer treatment within the country.
In my opinion, international collaboration is very crucial in improving cancer care. As we know, we are still in developing countries like Indonesia. The world of cancer, medicine, and research continues to evolve rapidly, and much of the progress is thanks to collaboration between countries. Well, to chasing those research, those innovation in technology and also treatment, then we have to be open to the outside, yeah. And also, this technology is very expensive. This medicine also is very expensive. I think we have to do like international collaboration. Particularly, we aim to knowledge and technology transfer, and also access to innovative drugs and therapies, and joint research.
Data from Global Cancer Observatory or GlobalCan has shown that in 2022, the number of new cancer cases in Indonesia reached more than 408,000 cases. Meanwhile, the number of deaths due to cancer in 2020 reached 234,000 people. Therefore, Hayati Nufus also highlighted the need to raise public awareness on cancer, easy access to treatment, and improving health infrastructure for cancer treatment. Indonesian Attorney General ST Burhanuddin revealed the need for cooperation and synergy between various parties to realize effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable implementation of licensing. This was conveyed by ST Burhanuddin during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Cooperation in Licensing Supervision in the Regions in Jakarta on Tuesday. ST Burhanuddin explained that the synergy was carried out through the signing of MOU between the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Indonesian Attorney General, Indonesian National Police, the Corruption Eradication Commission, and Special Investigation Development Control Agency, which is expected to create a conducive investment climate.
Saya berharap dengan adanya nota kesepahaman ini,
I hope with this MOU can create a conducive investment climate, improve regional competitiveness, and provide the best service to the community.
Memberikan pelayanan yang terbaik kepada masyarakat.
ST Burhanuddin added that the creation of a conducive investment climate can be achieved with good collaboration, close cooperation, and solid coordination among all stakeholders. According to ST Burhanuddin, the Attorney General will provide full support in the law enforcement aspect of supervision,